This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Lawyers on both sides of the Boulder King Soopers shooting case are in court today to work out details before a trial is expected to start in 2 weeks. The 25-year-old suspect is facing more than 100 criminal charges. Defense attorneys will argue that he was insane at the time of the incident. 10 people died in that shooting in 2021. 2 people are charged with arson for allegedly igniting fireworks in Boulder County that set off a small wildfire. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Officials say the 2 men, both in their 20s, were spotted igniting fireworks off of Flagstaff Road, just west of Boulder, in late July. That started the nearby Panorama Point fire. It burned less than an acre, which officials say was a result of firefighters' quick response. These are the first arson arrests made this summer in connection to the wildland fires, which have engulfed more than 20,000 acres along the Front Range. Most are close to being out or are contained, given the cooler, wetter weather lately. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
New fire trucks are now protecting the 2 big tunnels on Interstate 70 in the mountains. CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
The Eisenhower-Johnson and Hanging Lake tunnels are hugely important to the state's economy, but car fires could shut them down at any moment. Paul Fox with CDOT says they happen every week or so near the Eisenhower-Johnson tunnel.
It's exciting. As long as nobody's hurt, it's really exciting. We haven't had any injuries or any fatals up here at the tunnel, so everybody usually gets away, but the adrenaline's rushing pretty good.
This week, CDOT retired its 2 tunnel fire trucks that date back to the 1980s and 90s. Fox says the new trucks hold more water, can go into service quicker, and have many other upgrades too. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz was in Denver Wednesday for a fundraising event. The Democratic candidate for vice president and his daughter also visited a downtown bookstore. The reception with Democratic donors raised some $3 million. It's 6 minutes after 8. I'm Mike Lamp. Good morning. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.